there, friend. Welcome to Start Early Today, your daily dose of mindfulness and positivity. Hope you're doing well wherever you may be. So it's Sunday. I hope you're taking the time to step back and drop in even more to your presence, to the truth of what we really are, and focusing on the transparency of things. The theme as of late is becoming more aware. So what is this awareness? So there are two aspects of your being that is at play all the time. This is the character, the persona, the ego, and your spirit, the one that is unchanging, the awareness of the character, the player of the character, the one who is driving the meat suit, if I may say so boldly. So the one driving is where all your desires, the one that has and contains all the infinite possibilities, everything and anything that you attain or that comes to be is never outside of ourselves. It is always inside of ourselves. It's in the groundness of being. It is in the ether, which is also you. You are all of this. You are the awareness of all of this. You are the unchanging. Try expanding the attention to a place where you were before your life started. That is the truth of what you are, and that spark is still alive in you. A part of that is still alive in us. It is the one that drives the whole dance. It's the intelligence that moves nature. So you are that. So you are never your problems. You are never your limitations. Those are pointers on where to focus your energy on. The obstacle is the way, a nice title of a book by Ryan Holiday. And it says it pretty much, it expresses the essence of the whole book. The obstacle is the way. There's no way but through. So whatever you may be going through, center in to stillness. Become the whirlwind wherein the center is still and spacious. And although the outside might seem chaotic and always moving, you are centered, unchanging, peaceful, at ease with all things. So how's your relationship with yourself, with this character? Okay? Know that this character, that your persona, is undergoing school, undergoing learning. For I'd like to consider this lifetime as Earth school, for we are being fortified and purified to the best that we can be, the purest form that we can be. What does that look like to you? It's different for each one, and that's why God divided itself to billions of humans, and to billions of plants, and billions of animals and minerals. Each one is unique, learning itself to become more of itself, to become more of life, to self-individuate. That's from Carl Jung. Yogananda calls it self-actualization. And you can call it whatever you want: self-fulfillment, self-being, self-shedding. Shed all the things that are not true anymore. Okay? You're not wearing the same shirt that you were wearing when you were 5. So shed it all off. Know that everything is all in your head. And you are bigger than your head, my friend. You are your etheric body. You are your subtle body. You are all of this. And when we tap into that knowingness of that we are all of this, everything moves in the right accord. Everything's in accordance with each other. Everything is in interplay. Everything is in concierto. It's a concert. It's a rock concert. Once the first song plays, you just let loose. Speaking of shows, we'll be at South by Southwest. Look and follow Turbo Goth. We will be rocking that festival at a venue called Dogwood on 6th Ave, where all the happening is. Can't wait to meet with all of the fellow musicians, and treating all musicians as myself too. Like, we gather to that festival to celebrate music. Music is such a blessing, for it automatically touches you in ways that no art form does. Well, every art form is unique, but I like music, for we are all music. According to string theory, we're all tied by this and interwoven by this string, as opposed to particles. It's particles that are tied together as a string, as a thread, and which makes us an interbeing. The Indra's net of jewels. Look into that. Pretty interesting stuff, that we are all reflections of one another. That in a dewdrop, all is reflected. The whole web is reflected in each dewdrop. That I contain the humanity of all. Deepak Chopra once said, "You have once inhaled the breath of Jesus that came from a breath of a peasant in China." And we're all just inhaling and exhaling life from each other. And we're just all making love to each other. If you want to be that intimate. Okay? And knowing that, there's no space for murmuring, grunting, and taking things for granted. So my purpose here, my mission here, is to express to you the truth of what you are, which is pure awareness, and you're bigger than your character. Do not be played by it. Do not be played by the persona. You're getting it all topsy-turvy and upside down, my friend. You are the controller. You control by which your life comes to be, through which and by which, through you, in you, as you. You are all of life. And it's all in your head. You can take a step back. The book is available. It's All in Your Head, Friend, by Paulo Peralta, also known as Make Pure Thy Heart. I've been loving the podcast of Tej Dosa. It's called The Vibe. His format is free-flowing. It's called the Tej Dosa Vibe, a free-flowing podcast. And of course, I'm enjoying Corey Allen's Clarity, or I think he changed the name now to And Then It Hit Me. Lots of free-flowing podcasts. So there, I think the first guy who influenced me to be passionate in this style is Alan Watts. If you observe his lectures, he's just saying the same things in a myriad of ways, in an array of expressions, but it's all the same thing, that you are God. And then he laughs, that you are God. It's all the same song, different, expressed in many different arrangements. So we have come to the 10-minute mark. Hope you're having a bright Sunday. The rain is over. We're all washed and blessed with many blessings. Many blessings to you. May you discover the new version of yourself today. Shout out to my fellow Substackians, Caroline, Isabel, Appleton King. You know who you are. Keep on keeping on. Keep on writing. try doing 500 words a day. Make that a part of your 3 specific actions that will lead to your highest goal, and do a weekly check-in, a weekly review if the three actions are still resonant with your objective, okay, if they're still working. So that is applying the Pareto principle, knowing the 20% that brings you the 80% of the result, but what got you here won't get you there. So you need to keep on editing. But the most important thing is, before all of these goal setting and application, know that you are awareness and you are complete within yourself. All of these outside actions are only offerings. Those are the gifts you give to the world. Besides all of that, despite all of that, you are complete. Please share. Namaste.